Pelham Today received the following letter to the editor on the province's recent, strong mayor, designations. Isn't it interesting when any politician, not just mayors, who believed that these strong mayor powers are undemocratic and not necessary, can suddenly see them as, could be a, useful tool? Funny that? I wonder if it has anything to do with suddenly finding this particular mayor being offered powers to ensure he doesn't necessarily have to take any notice of those who oppose his views, be they members of his council, any of his residents, and those who elected him. Does anyone recall the now infamous Ontario Municipal Board? It was dissolved because the OM was found to be overturning appeals from ordinary residents and others, in support of all new developments in 95% of all OM hearings. The only surprise was to discover it had taken so long to admit it. The body that replaced it is now the Ontario Land Tribunal. I suppose the fact that the OLT, only, supports 93% of all hearings in favor of developers and development makes it okay? But I guess it will make all elected councils, especially here in Niagara, very happy. All our elected politicians no longer need to even pretend that they are questioning their planning staff and only approving good planning. All they need to do is just what they are told by their staff. That's democracy for you. Andrew Watts, Waynefleet.